Lord, please give us the faith to receive your love. Amen. Today for worship with our group, I played my special bridal playlist of songs, something I save for special occasions. And several of us got schnockered, swooned and taken away in the bliss of his love. So when I came to receive the message from him, he began, "Thank you for introducing them to some soothing songs. Sometimes that's even better than the ones that truly minister. It puts everyone in a relaxed state, prepared to enter into peaceful prayer. There's so much turbulence in the world right now, Claire. Even in this peaceful environment, here up on the mountain, the enemy attempts to inject anxiety. That is why I want you to arrange songs for them that will bring them into a place of rest. So much is accomplished in a place of rest. It is easier for you to slip into the spiritual dimension from this place. So here we are, heart to heart, ear to ear, longing to share our hearts with one another. You already know my heart, I said to the Lord, and you are learning mine. Intimacy with me is such a rare gift, Claire. Yet I long to impart it to everyone. They can have the intimacy of husband and wife in the purest sense, the intimacy of daddy to his daughter, the intimacy of sharing ideas and questions about life, the intimacy of an infant in its mother's arms. All of this is for you, my brides. Every imaginable dimension of closeness is open to you, my precious beloved ones." And just so there's no confusion, the Lord is always pure, absolutely pure. The flesh does not enter in here at all. He continued, "All that I ask from you is protected, dedicated time, and a clean heart. It is good always to confess and repent of your shortcomings, so there's no shadow or stain of sin between us. This will make our times together sweet, comforting, restful, restorative, and hope-filled. Yes, truly, this is what I want for you. When you come into prayer, brush aside everything that smacks of the world and embrace the presence of heaven like a cloud lifting you up and taking you far, far away from the busyness, noise, and contaminations of this world. They stick to you like tar and pick up the soot and debris of a decaying culture. When you come into my presence, I wish for you to be washed in my peace, lifted up and away from this decaying realm of earth. In this state, I can speak to your hearts without words as I wrap my arms around you and pull you to myself." And there he told me, "I want you to put together a playlist that will facilitate entrance into this state." He continued, "I want you, my brides, to reach up higher into the dreamy realms and to see yourselves gently swaying in my arms, peaceful, secure, and serene, resting in the full knowledge that all is well, even to the depths of your souls. This is a state of confidence and rest based on the absolute knowledge of my goodness and all-embracing unconditional love for you. Let me take you into my arms with full knowledge and confidence that you are an absolute wonder and gift to my heart that longs for those with a pure love. Satan has done so much to contaminate your hearts, my precious ones. I want you to rise above that place of darkness and embrace a dimension of rainbows, ribbons, and cotton candy clouds, where doves soar and sing, and all is well down to the depths of your souls. Will you come with me to that place? Will you allow yourselves to be drawn away from the corruption of this earth, contaminated and ruined by man? Will you allow me to take you up and away into my realm? Ask for this grace, my beloved ones. Ask my mother to facilitate this state of wonderment and security that I have created for you, so that you may be truly mine and I may be truly yours, with no stain of corruption. There is a warm, mellow place for you, my precious ones, a place where you can let go of your fears and apprehensions, because you truly are beautiful, spotless, and completed in my grace. Therefore, you are altogether worthy of my devotion and affections. You are my bride, who has run the race, completed the course, and now rests in glory in my arms. This is where I'm taking you. This is where you are going. But you must put forth the effort and see yourself as my bride in my arms. Once you arrive at this place, I will do all the rest. But I need your trust to step forward. Come out from the darkness of this earth. Embrace me and abandon yourself in my arms. Will you do this for me, my bride? Will you at least make the effort? I stand before you in the heavenly ballroom, awaiting your embrace. Come to me. Do not disappoint my heart, for it is wide open to you.